sounds like good in my ears. There you go. Okay, that is the last song by Carolyn, The Collective, Sweet Talk, Motel, Saint Motel. There you go. It's just gone noon. Welcome to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Zeke Duckworthy. This is Radio Zeke, and for the next hour, I'll be playing a few songs connection with my live musical guest today, who is Carlin Tripp. He'll be coming into the studio in a minute, and I've got to set up the board so that I've got all the various mics. Let's try doing a PSA here for a minute.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yes, do not drive drunk. That's always a wise and virtually police-proof Well, I won't say that because you might find yourself driving while of an ethnic persuasion, and then things might get ugly. But in any case, it's always a good idea not to drive if you can't drive. So don't do it. Duh. It's 2 minutes past noon. Hello to everybody out there in Radio Land. You're listening to Radio Zeke live on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, which is Tufts University's freeform radio station. I'm your host, Zeke Duckworthy. You might be listening on what used to be called tape delay, but now would just be called a stream delay or stream in Cape Town, South Africa, or in Kiel, Germany, or Chester, England, or in the beach communities of Los Angeles, the United States of America, or maybe in Mountain View. I believe people might be there. Austin, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, San Marcos, Texas, various places around. Lubbock, Texas, don't want to leave that out. New York, Virginia, maybe Crozet, Virginia, maybe not. What do we got here? I'm going to play at least one Townes Van Zandt song to mark the birth, which is today. Townes would have been, 74 years old today.
Lead me, I will travel. Where I need me, I will call me. Well, I'm no fool, I'll be ready. God knows I will be. And in the meantime, make a little money and buy a little mercy. Well, met this morning, now she loves me, says she loves me. It must be easy, look around you, all around you. But you see the motion, you're not moving, and you don't know how to hold on. You just keep it loose, don't get excited, you know it's gonna pass for long. One is going, one is staying, and one is silent, one is saying, well, here's your coat, take care of yourself, I'm sorry you're leaving. And a little sad, you're all I had, will you be returning? Upstairs are getting hungry. You can shout in the wind about how it will be, or you can clench your fist and shake your head, head to the country. Well, I got no doubt about it, friends, that's where they'll find me. Well, ask the boys down in the gutter, they won't lie, cause you don't matter. Well, the street's just fine if you're good and blind, but it ain't where you belong. Roll down your sleeves, pick up your money and carry yourself home. Roll down your sleeves, pick up your money, carry yourself home.
There you go, Townes Van Zandt, who would have been 74 on this day. Unfortunately for all of us, he departed a little while ago, but his legacy lives on. I've got in studio today Carlin Tripp. Hello, let's get some levels here.
Hey there, how are you?
You sound pretty good right there. Okay, we'll have a strum on that guitar, see how that
sure
sounds.
Sure thing.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Okay. All right, Carlin Tripp, I have met around town once or twice, I believe, at the Lizard. We probably crossed paths.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carlin is a singer-songwriter based around here. The connection with me and this show right now, since I will say I'm not as familiar with your material as some of the other people that I've had on the show.
Sure.
But we both know Haley McGee pretty well.
We do, yeah.
And Haley is somebody who's a force around here. And I will just, to avoid radio devolving into what might be called by some indelicate people a sausage fest, I'm just going to point out that Haley, as a member of the other gender, is a force of nature, and she is like really kind of an important person around here. She knows lots and lots of musicians. If you are a musician, you might want to get in touch with her. And what is her website? What is her joint?
Well,
what's she doing business as these days? Let's do some hype here.
Yeah, so I found Haley through eBass, which is the emerging
Boston area singer-songwriters, which is now sort of gone on hiatus, but she has a business which is like coaching musicians.
Right, Talisman.
Talisman,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We've been working together for about 3 months,
yeah.
I think, maybe
yeah.
4 months.
Yeah. Do you ever play over at the Burren?
I actually have an EP release party coming up there on April 8th.
Boy, this is so easy. I don't even have to do anything. Okay, yeah, let's follow that. And
sure.
Carlin, that would be Carlin Tripp.
Yes.
With two P's.
Two P's.
And I'm just taking a wild guess that you might possibly have a website.
Ah, you would be correct in that guess. I do carlintrippmusic.com.
Okay.
So
all
throw
right.
Music at the end of it.
Okay. Yeah, that sort of seems to be the way that things work. Okay. Now, the way that things work around here is I torture my musical guest with ill-advised commentary and things of that nature, and then eventually he'll play a song, or she, in this case it's a he, and then we might play a song that they have suggested be played to sort of set the scene and talk about like why they like it. So why don't we start out with one of yours, and
sure.
What might that be?
I will play you a song called Right Back Home to You.
All right, let's hit it.
Find his work any way he can. He will go out there on the road and lend a helping hand. Oh, and some may choose to take their time and
walk a different kind of line, and we're all in this together. The sudden stormy weather, but right back home to you, right back home to you. There are things I must do before I'm gone. Right back home to you, right back home to you, and I will see you when tomorrow comes. I tell you about the girl I love, as she is sent from up above. She's nowhere in between, the best I've ever seen. Yeah, and I took her hand, held it strong, said, in the morning I'll be gone, but soon I will return. So let that fire burn on, right back home to you, right back home to you. There are things I must do before I'm gone. Right back home to you, right back home to you, and I will see you when tomorrow comes. And I was lost on country roads, riding shotgun with the ghost, the shadows in the lights. I grabbed the wheel, I took control. Yes, I surrender to the sound of lonely hearts that beat out loud while I hear them in the night. I know we'll be alright, and right back home to you, right back home to you. There are things I must do before I'm gone. Right back home to you, yeah, yeah, right back home. Tomorrow comes. Right back home to you, right back home to you. Yes, there are things I must do before I'm gone. Right back home to you, right back home to you. I will see you when tomorrow comes.
There you go. Making the Gibson sing right there.
Yeah.
That's a nice song. When did you write that?
I wrote that song about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
A little bit longer, maybe 2.5 years.
Is that about a particular person, or is it sort of a generic right back home to you?
Well, you know, I found out I was going to become a dad.
Right on.
To a daughter. And and I just started really thinking about, nights, late nights out on the road and just that sense of urgency now to be around, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I could have played, I started out with that town song, Where I Lead Me, but I could have played Katy Bell Blues. Maybe I'll play that one later. That's about the same thing, too.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Townes Van Zandt, or are you not really all that wild about him, or don't know him that much? Or?
More just not that familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't really found his way into my... my listening cycle just yet. But the song you were playing when I walked in was awesome.
Yeah, that's a great song. I cover that song sometimes. It's the boys upstairs are getting hungry. That's very it's called Where I Lead Me, but it's got that you can shout in the wind about where it will, how it will be.
Ah,
I got no doubt about it, my friends. I'm going to be up in the country. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's the best lyricist of all time.
It's time for me to...
All right, I'm going to play something here off of YouTube, which is a song that you requested, and we'll discuss this. Now, listen to this siren. We got everything you need. You got 36,000 records, physical and vinyl. We've got, a gigantic electronic library, and we have live sirens. but here we have Mr. Josh Ritter doing Where the Night Goes.
Heard the word from Brenda Lee. You were coming home, she said. Crossed my heart, I could not believe it. Holy hell, you could have struck me dead. But 3 cheers for the grapevine. What? Told me you were coming home. Let's see where the night... Let's see where the night goes.
is me and it's who I am. I make the rounds and I pay my dues, meet up with friends and I dream about you. It isn't much but it's still a lot. Sometimes, honey, I still get lost in those long nights. Old cars, back roads and the boneyards. You drop the pedal like a holy roller. Sheriff of hell couldn't pull you over. Tough girl from a bad town, brought up not to stay down. Sweet tea, white lightning, breaking hearts and not minding. Come on in, it's so good to see. It's been so long, I know, I know. Let's see where the night takes us. Let's see where the night goes. Last I saw you was a greyhound wave. You said don't be sad and don't be blue. LA is not the destination. Still I believe that I must be. Saw your face from time to time, now you're coming home. Let's see where the night takes us. Let's see where the night goes. Only Lord, only know the way I'm feeling. Only the living go to the graveyard grieving. Still we're alive and you're astounding. Feel the pulse of the world pounding. Feel the pull of the American darkness. The mountains, the rivers, the fields and harvest. It's all we have and that's a lot. Come on, honey, let's get lost. Drop the pedal like a holy roller. Sheriff of hell couldn't pull you over. Tough girl from a bad town, brawl, not stay down. Sweet tea, white lightning, breaking hearts and not minding. Come on in, it's so good to see. It's been so long, I know, I know. Let's see where the night takes us. Let's see where the night goes. Long night, an old car, back roads in the boneyards.
White lightning, sweet tea. Mr. Josh Ritter right there.
That's it. Breaking hearts and not minding.
Well, you know, and then he had that kind of breakup album that just
right.
came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of hard to know. You're talking while I was playing about, am I a Josh Ritter fan? And right, I mean, like, it's sort of tough not to be because he's real. You know, he's a good writer.
Yeah, and just an infectious performer, and you know, to watch him, you're right there.
You've seen him a couple times.
I have, yeah. The first time I saw him was when he was on tour with the Historical Conquest, which I think must have been 5 or 6 years ago. And he was in Ithaca, New York, and the first venue that they were supposed to play, the Royal City Band, Josh Ritter, I guess had canceled the show, or there had been a mix-up, so they moved to a smaller venue, and they were opening for someone, and after they finished their set, the crowd wouldn't let Josh leave the stage, even though the other band was supposed to be coming on, you know?
Yeah, I've seen shows that are kind of like that. I don't know if you know John Moreland.
John Moreland.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of the Tulsa guys. That's really a very diminutive way to describe one of the best singer-songwriters of all time. But
sure.
He was on tour with a buddy of mine who's... his guitar player, not that he needs a guitar player, but he has a guy named John Calvin Abney, who, hey, I hope you're listening out there in Tulsa, Mr. Abney, and I will hype your record. When you come to Boston, you better get in here and I'll put you on live. They were opening for John Prine on tour this summer, and John Prine gave him an encore as a, I mean, because they, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with real high grade mm-hmm. talent here, both sides.
Yeah.
He opened for Isbell on a European tour last year,
oh,
also,
no kidding.
2 years ago, I guess.
Wow. Somebody else will have to listen to.
Jason Isbell or John Moreland?
John Moreland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Jason Isbell, I'm guessing you've come across.
Yeah, I started listening to him. Not the most recent album, but the album before, which the name is escaping me right now. But
yeah, not the Nashville sound, but the
right.
one before that, which
yeah, what was it called?
I can see the picture of
I
it.
Know,
I'll call it up
it.
In a minute. You've got a couple albums out. Am I correct?
I have one album out,
which
yeah.
is
it's called Back to the Soil,
and you can get it.
You can hear it on Spotify. You can find it on iTunes. I mean, those are the big ones. Amazon.
Yeah.
Anywhere on the internet.
Have you been selected for playlists and things like that?
I'm on one playlist called New England Indie.
Yeah.
Which is put together by a friend of mine, Cameron. But I haven't really tapped into the playlist market yet.
It's sort of tough being a musician, isn't it?
It's been a little elusive for me figuring out how to get on the playlists.
Well,
Spotify.
It's, you know, everybody's got a different style. I guess this is what, you know, Haley is, she's good at coaching. I mean, she's also a fine performer
really
and songwriter.
Is.
She's got Reckless is the name of that song that I always ask her to play.
Hmm.
We Were Reckless with Our Love. She's good, but I should get her to come in here. I will. She'll
well,
come.
That was actually how we first met. I asked her to come out and play a songwriter series that I was hosting at the Dedham Square Coffee House.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's where you and I have crossed paths.
It's possible.
I've played down there.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm sure we have other friends in common. My friend of mine named Allison Callery plays down there. You know her? She's from Bristol.
Oh, I don't know Allison, no.
Mm-mm. And she's got a show on, what is today, Wednesday? Tomorrow night over at Tavern at the End of the World. I strongly recommend that people go see that. There's no cover, and she's one of the greatest performers of all time and a fabulous songwriter. So please go see her. In the meantime, why don't you play Forevermore, one of your songs?
You got it.
Down a lonesome road, kicking sticks and stones, 1,000 miles from my home, was feeling quite alone. There's things that people do make you crazy, and baby you should know, been thinking about you lately, yeah. Future is an open book, a page is left unturned, and all these thoughts inside my head, these lessons I have learned. There's a time to live, find a life worth living. There's time to forgive, there's time to be forgiven, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And a century has gone and left us all behind, the back seats and the bar rooms of our minds. But you and I, we're bound to live 1,000 years, I'm sure. Just keep me in your heart forevermore. Just keep me in your heart forevermore. And if one day I fade away, and all these songs I sing no longer play your cares away, just promise me one thing. You'll always keep the sunshine on your shoulders, and promise to stay warm in a world that's getting colder, yeah. Century has gone and left us all behind, the back seats and the bar rooms of our minds. you and I, we're bound to live 1,000 years, I'm sure. Just keep me in your heart forevermore. Just keep me in your heart forevermore. Just keep me in your heart. Just keep me in your heart. Just keep me in your heart forevermore.
And that's some real sweet emotion laden upbeat, though. See, when I sit down and write, I might start like in the first line, it's going to be a happy song. And then by the second line, I mean, I've said this before, but like all of a sudden, the Dark Prince of Chords, D minor, shows up and it's all over.
I love that.
So,
it's the saddest of all tones.
Well, it's pretty important, you know. I mean, E minor's not bad.
Right. Well, G itself is like, you know, it's hard to get sour when you're hanging out in G.
I'm not going to play the song that I just wrote, which I'll talk about it, though.
Sure.
This is serious stuff. I have a friend around here, but she passed away on the 22nd of February, much to my real shock and disappointment. And I wrote a song, and she was a real sweet gal, just a real nice person. And at the end, I say, you know, a lot of the songs that I write are full of minor chords, but I'm going to end this one on G to make it happy for you.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm going to... Now, okay, see, I'm listening to... I can see you're not exactly like Josh Ritter's voice, because he, at least in that last produced, and in most of his stuff, he's got a little bit more sort of gravelly piece to his voice.
I think so, yeah.
But, like, it's hard to say how much of that is in the studio and how much of that is... I mean, I haven't seen him live.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pretty passionate guy.
And, oh, yeah.
I mean, he pushes his voice out, you know. It's very present. It's very forward. And, yeah, I mean, that gravel comes through.
You ever listen to Joe Pug?
Joe Pug, a little bit.
Yeah, Joe Pug's good, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to play something that I don't think you know.
Sure.
Right now. We'll talk about this. And the reason I'm playing this one is because it's also a story song, like what you're playing.
Yeah,
this is a band out of Oklahoma that John Fulbright used to actually be in. He's not now, but it's called the Turnpike Troubadours. They had a record out, come out at the end of last year, called A Long Way From Your Heart. And they sing about real stuff, and there are characters in this song who have occurred and appeared in other songs, particularly there's a gal named Lori. Hmm. This one's called The House Fire.
Smelling smoke, I woke up, I was choking. Lori grabbed the baby and we made it safe outside. She never missed a note, took a breath and cleared her throat and wrapped him in a Carhartt coat. She found out in my ride. I got out with a photograph in my old auto car. I can make more out of less. I can get my rest in any bed that I lay down in. Got nothing holding me. Got a couple memories. A picture of the three of us in my grandfather's brown.
There you go, Turnpike Troubadours from their record, A Long Way From Your Heart. That song's called The House Fire. That's a great song.
That's an awesome song.
It is, because, you know, he's got these little touches. It's Evan Felker is the songwriter there.
Okay.
And John Fulbright plays on that.
Sure. You know, he said, I know that I've been blessed. I can make more out of less.
Yeah,
he's got those quick little turns.
Yeah, and he's got that one thing. He goes back into the house and just grabs a couple things. And at the end, he refers to it as his old Auto 5, which is his grandfather's war rifle, his Browning BAR, which he must have used in World War II. And that's all he's got left now.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I'll have to listen to that one a few times.
They've got a couple of real good ones here.
Cool.
So, now you've been writing songs. You just mentioned you have one from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You don't have to play it now. But.
Well, I mean, I picked up the guitar when I was a senior in high school, which was 99. And then, you know.
Are you from around here, from these parts?
Well, I grew up in a town called Westport, which is an hour south of here.
Near Dartmouth,
exactly.
UMass Dartmouth, that area.
Right next to Dartmouth, yeah.
Right.
And, you know, and so I guess I'm that sort of typical story. It took me about 12 years to write my first record, you know, and now I'm moving a little bit faster, but I do have these songs that I wrote, you know, in my sort of more formative guitar playing years that I still play, you know, and I've carried with me.
Yeah.
I've sort of stood the test of time, I guess.
Yeah. When you play, do you usually play solo or do you play with a band or?
I've been a pretty solo character. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's really been my gig. I do songwriter things. I do, you know, bar gigs. I try to just get out as much as possible. I am putting a band together, though, for the Burin show.
Cool.
On April 8th.
Any names in that band? That
band is going to be Jay Passaros is going to play guitar for me. Eva Walsh is going to play fiddle.
Oh, yeah, I know Eva. Sure.
Nico Rivers, Nick Aruka is going to play bass, and John Farrell is going to play drums for me.
You know, some of these people might have been seen around town at places like the Lizard or the Burin.
Exactly.
Or, there you go.
Yeah, I've got a band of songwriters.
It's kind of interesting because you play different roles. I mean, sometimes I play bass in a friend's band.
Sure.
But usually I play, you know, solo.
Right.
Tonight I'm going over to a studio over in Brighton because somebody is cutting one. I have a cut on somebody else's album.
Sure.
So I'm going to like be a producer. I'm not playing on it.
Yeah.
I just played like the rough.
Right.
You do different things, you know, different roles.
I think producing would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I hope someday somebody asks me to produce a record.
Well, you can get a radio show and then you're like virtually a producer.
Exactly.
What do you want to play? You want to play a song here?
Yeah, I'll play. I've sort of been playing new ones here. These are all going to be on the new record, which is called The Shape of the Island.
Uh-huh.
That'll be my little plug right there.
Take all the time you want. Now, what island are you referring to?
Myself.
Okay. There you go.
And this one's called, so a lot of these songs, as the other ones, I was thinking about, you know, becoming a dad, having a daughter, my fiance, Nicole, and I just kind of wrote these songs, I think, for the two of them. And this one's called Let Me Be Your Man.
Mm-hmm.
have seen the world from a thousand points of view. And I have worked long days. I've seen the great unknown in the places I've been shown by strangers, lovers, and friends. In time alone, it seems to be running out on me. And I don't know where I stand. But darling, I believe in the strength you've given me. Let me be your man. I put into this life the light I hope to find. And I have paid my dues. And when I see you smile, I can walk another mile in these worn out shoes. The mystery of dreams bursting at the seams. And I don't know where I am. But darling, I am free. You're lying next to me. Let me be your man. Let me be your man. All the troubles of today. And this I understand. I hold you next to me for this eternity. Let me be your man. Let me be your man. Let me be your man.
Nice little love song there. Very sweet.
Thank you.
So your daughter's now two?
She's two. She just turned two.
She, yeah. What's she look like?
What does she look like?
Yeah.
Ah, an angel.
Here you go.
Let's see if I can pull up. Oh, here you go.
Oh, look at her. She's got her tongue stuck out.
Sticking her tongue out.
And she's wearing a bunny suit with hearts on it. That's very nice. Is she listening? She might be.
No, she's with the babysitter. She's probably napping right now, if I had to guess.
You know, that's not a bad thing to do. If you can't be listening to the radio, I hope you're napping. Do you play music for her?
I do play music for her. She's kind of into it. I think she was more into it when she didn't have control over whether or not I was doing it.
Right.
I think now, right. I get a few minutes in, she goes, Dad, done?
Yeah.
Done?
Yeah, okay, she wants to do something else. What about your fiance? Is she a musical person?
She is a musical person.
Does she sing, play, write? What does she do?
She's a fan. She's a big fan. She's a dancer.
That's the most important thing in any room. Mm-hmm. Is not the performer, it is the people who are there to listen, always, even if there's only one person in the room.
It's a divine truth right there.
It's totally true, you know, because without people listening, we're just, you know, yelling into the darkness, and there's a certain, well, I shouldn't say a certain, I mean, basically, when you perform, it's your ego begging for, you know, forgiveness, basically, or for, you know, a plaint for immortality. Please hear me. Please,
right.
Please. And, you know, it the listener represents the divine against the profane of your song. You know, that's how I think.
Love
of it.
That.
Anyway. Well, it seems true because, you know, the listener is the unseen you know, the Greek chorus that's not speaking, that you're speaking to, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, and that's probably true for every kind of music. I mean, I guess it's probably true even, you know, for like, you know, if you're Suge Knight and you're putting out like, you know, death row rap, you know, you know, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it so somebody hears you and you know, and it's certainly true, you know, in the folk world, the Americana world, Bach.
Right. You gotta have people that want to listen to you.
Yeah.
You really do.
You know, you wonder about some of the you know, the Bach Chaconne, which is the Partita in D minor. Mm-hmm. I won't play it now. I've played it on the show before, but that's up there with Michelangelo and the Pieta. It's, you know, one of the most amazing things humans have ever accomplished is that. And that piece of music was written so someone would hear it, you know. And
absolutely.
As it was written by Bach, of course, you know, he was writing for somebody 500 years down. And it works.
Yeah.
Still works.
It still works.
All right. So I'm going to play another song that you have requested here.
Sure.
This one is Dr. Dog.
I'm aware of the danger, and I think it's okay. Well, I was never that young. I was born old and gray. Oh, alone and in shame. It's all right, it's okay. The storm cloud is broken, the haze burned away. I was 23 miles from the Chesapeake Bay. I'd worn through my shoes, always walking away. It seems like all of my troubles, they roll and tumble this way. But the bottle is broken, the ghost has escaped.
is the power of Dr. Dog with the full chorus back there. And that, you know, that is power.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I love Dr. Dog.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, like, again, how could you not, you know?
I could listen to him all day.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean,
sometimes.
You do, yeah. You do sort of, once in a while, you wish that you could, like, you know, wave behind you, bring up the chorus, you know, bring it up. You know, yeah. Like, as a solo artist, that happens. You want to play another song for me here, for the audience?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love
to. You want to say hello to anybody out there who might be listening now or after market? Because this does circulate.
Well, I'll say hello to Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. she's in Amsterdam right now.
On
business, but she'll listen to it.
Yeah.
And I'll say hi to Haley.
She's there you go. Yeah, you know, she's probably listening.
Haley. Yeah. Thanks for all your
and
help.
And your next show before you play this song, which is going to be called what, by the way?
I'm going to play a song called Deer in Headlights.
Believe it or not, that actually pops up on Spinatron, so it knows about you and it knows about this song. Okay. All right, go ahead and spin it, and then we'll talk about your shows coming up.
Sure.
Deer in Headlights.
Summer come and summer go. And the winters here are freezing cold. And at a kitchen table all alone, you're building castles with your soul. And I will come there for you, oh, wherever you are going, she said. And what a silly thing to do. Yeah, but deep inside it's growing, and I know you've got me in your sights. Well, I am a deer in headlights. Now it seems like so long ago, since I held her in my arms. Oh yeah, yeah, oh, and the days they pass so slow. And time marches on, you know, you know. And time marches on, you know. Deep inside it's growing, and I know you've got me in your sights. Well, I am a deer in headlights. Yes, I will come there for you, oh, wherever you are going, she said. What a silly thing to do. Oh, but deep inside it's growing, and I know you've got me in your sights. Well, I am a deer in headlights.
write that?
Wrote that in probably 2003, 2004.
Nice song.
Another, I think, kind of like my first song.
Yeah.
One of them anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to play a song by someone who's popped into my mind here.
Sure.
You probably know Greg Isakoff, right? Gregory Alan Isakoff.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, so let's hear one of his. And then you maybe, while this is playing, think of one more in that sort of time, Tempest Fugit. You know, it's
sure.
a quick hour here.
Yeah, sounds
this
great.
This is from his album called That See the Gambler.
Just a gambling fool.
there's Greg Isakov. That's See the Gambler. And I put that on because for some reason, Mr. Carlin Tripp, my guest in studio, is putting me in mind of artists who might want to segue from one to another. Why don't you play your song here, which is called Open Arms?
Sure. And I will just say that the next show is going to be April 8th at the Burren. It's an EP release show. Matt Borello and Janae Halstead are going to...
Oh, I know Janae, sure.
Yeah, they're going to open up the day.
That's sweet. You're going to play this song? This is going to be on the new record?
This is not going to be on the new record, no. This is on Back to the Soil.
Okay.
But we will be playing this one that evening with the band.
I want to thank my guest. Why don't you play us out here? Open Arms, Carlin Tripp.
Just lost myself today. And maybe I'm just broken pieces in a body tossed away. Oh, but maybe there's still sunshine in my heart to burn off all these rain clouds, and we'll watch the waters part on my heart. Yes, tossed into the bay with open arms. Yes, someone else is playing games, but we're not. Falling for them same old ways, oh, not this time. No. And maybe we'll never ever know where the wind is coming from, or which way it's gonna blow. Oh, well, maybe we're just here to find the cause. And time is just a tourniquet now that's blacking out the stars. Oh, my heart. I guess tossed into the bay with open arms. Someone else is playing games, but we're not. Falling for them same old ways, oh, not this time. No.